From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
My blessings aren't in front of me, it's not about the land. I'll never beat the view from my front porch looking in. There's a carrot top I can barely walk with a sippy cup of milk. A little blue-eyed blonde with shoes on wrong, cause she likes to dress herself. And the most beautiful girl holding both of them. Yeah, the view I love the most is my front porch looking in.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was Lone Star with My Front Porch Looking in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home. And we want your request for a home theme song, and we will play it at the beginning of our radio show. Just visit Charleston Home and Design Magazine's Facebook page and make a comment requesting a home theme song, and we'll play it, and we'll also send you a free Charleston Home and Design Magazine t-shirt. So just go to Charleston Home and Design Magazine's Facebook page, just mention the radio show and a home theme song, and we'll get it on the air, and we'll send you a free Charleston Home and Design Magazine t-shirt also. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which takes place every January, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, which happens every April at Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which took place about 3 weekends ago at the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. Well, today's radio show is being sponsored by Carpetbaggers Floor Coverings, and they were a sponsor of the Charleston Fall Home Show, and we'll be talking with Katie Schultz with Carpetbaggers Floor Covering. Also, interior designer Karen Germond with KMD Interiors. Also, husband and wife inventors Debbie and Scott Burris with Swivel Swing. And Swivel Swing, it's a really cool device. If you happen to have a porch swing at home, you know that they're typically hung by chains on a porch from a ceiling joist, and you have one way to look. And what Swivel Swing is it's a device that is installed on the porch ceiling, and it is so easy to operate. It's very, very easy to turn your porch swing in 360 degrees, whatever direction that you like. They were recently they recently took part in an event that we had at the Charleston Fall Home Show called Shark Tank Architect Edition, in which Swivel Swing, along with about 20 other vendors, gave pitches to architects to see if the architects might want to specify their product in a future project. And the architects were very, very impressed with this Swivel Swing. And we have it at home. And you know, the idea for that came up because a lot of times people have more than, you know, one view at home. They might have a really nice view of the marsh over here and the water over there and the swimming pool and so forth. And so they invented this great product. But We'll be listening to an interview with Swivel Swing, also First Class Painting and Restoration's Melinda Welch, and also Brian Gurry of American Builder stopped by the Charleston Home Show. He's got his own national TV show, and we interviewed him as well. So listen up for that interview as well. Have a good weekend. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Katie Schultz with Carpetbaggers Carpet One. How you doing, Katie?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Katie, take a moment and tell everybody about Carpetbaggers Carpet One.
Carpetbaggers Carpet One, which is located at 3196 Marginal Road here in West Ashley, offers a variety of tile, wood, carpet, cork, Cortec, basically anything that you could use in your home as far as flooring goes. And we just started offering wall installations of wood panels that we have displayed here in our showroom. It's gorgeous. It's a great way to add some texture to any room in your house. And it's a great way to bring in some color and your own design, if you will. And it looks stunning. So feel free to come out and look at ours.
All right. Good deal. Well, how long has Carpetbaggers floor coverings been around?
Since 1993.
Wow, okay.
So it's locally owned, so just great business, great local business.
Mm-hmm. Being locally owned, how does that give Carpetbaggers an advantage over like the big box stores?
Well, we get involved so much in the community and really get out there and do a lot of volunteering and stuff like that, and it helps you build relationships with the people in the community. And so it just gives a real personal edge that you won't get from a big box store.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes people have the impression that they're going to pay less at the big box stores. Mm-hmm. And how do prices compare with Carpetbaggers to the big box stores?
Well, I hate to use the word gimmick, but we're totally not gimmicky. So we show you exactly what we're doing and what you're paying for. We never try to offer free installation because, let's face it, someone's getting paid to install it. So we like to be very personal and upfront and show people what they're actually paying for, and then we manage and inspect all of our jobs. Mm-hmm. So it's not like you never see us again. Mm-hmm. And you always have someone to call if a situation arises, you know, if there's a problem, we try to solve it right away.
Does Carpetbaggers have their own installation crews?
We do. We have several, so we can always handle installations for you. And that way, all your warranties and everything are all together.
So it's not subcontracted out
right to
who knows what installation crew.
Most of our installers have worked here for so long. They're just part of the family, really.
Gotcha. Well, I think that gives the installers a little extra incentive knowing that they're going to be accountable, you know.
Yes.
And that one of the owners is going to be ensuring that the project has been installed correctly.
That is correct. And that way we know to put the right installer on the right job. Mm-hmm. And we see them every day. Like I said, it's one big family. So we're all in this together, and we like to do the best job mm-hmm. we can. And I feel like we do that.
So Carpetbaggers has crews that specialize in carpet installation.
Yes.
Then you also have crews that specialize in tile.
Yes, we do. And that's how we can kind of customize for you the right person. If you have multiple things in your house to do, we try to choose an installer that's capable of doing more than one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that way you don't have just different people, and we can get it done in a timely fashion.
Mm-hmm. Carpeting is something that, you know, made perfect sense when Carpetbaggers first started out in 1993. Carpeting was still very, very, very popular, but everything has kind of gone more toward hard surfaces in the
home,
right?
So one of our newest products is called Cortec, and it's 100% waterproof. It's kid-proof, dog-proof, so it has been flying out of here. And it's one way to get your one and done, you're good to go. You can get a wood look or a tile look, and it doesn't expand or contract. So the minute it's down, you can actually start living on that surface. And it comes in wood and tile looks, like I said, and it's really no mess, maintenance-free. People love it. And it's great for beach houses or really any house because it's scratch-resistant and all that.
And it's waterproof, too, you say?
It is 100% waterproof. So when we had all that flooding, in some situations, we were able to take it up, dry it, and put it back down.
Hmm. Is it it kind of reminds me of laminate flooring, but laminate flooring is not waterproof.
Laminate flooring is not waterproof. This has basically taken over the laminate flooring. So this is great really for, you know, subfloor, if you have a subfloor, or if you have a slab. Mm-hmm. And it can go in any room in the house, even the bathroom and the kitchen. So it is kind of, it is fully taken the place of laminate.
Oh, that's great. And what's the how does it look to, you know, are you going to be able to tell that it's not wood or it's not tile?
Not really. A lot of places already have it down, especially downtown Charleston in the restaurants, and you can't tell that it's not wood.
So it has a commercial application.
Yes.
Too. And usually products that are made for commercial purposes have to you know, be able to withstand a lot more wear and tear than you do in your own house.
Absolutely. So it's in a lot of restaurants downtown and shops. So it's perfect for a residential situation as well, especially if you have an active household.
CoreTech floors. And how does CoreTech floors compare in price to, say, traditional hardwood floors or ceramic tile?
The labor is less expensive, and in most cases, the material is as well. So you're going to save in both those areas.
Mm-hmm.
And you're ready to go. As soon as it comes in and you're ready for your install, it goes pretty fast, and you're ready to go.
Mm.
And you don't have to worry about scratches.
Right, right. Well, that's great. Is it going down mostly in, like, our landlords buying it for apartments? You mentioned a lot of businesses downtown Charleston. Are people buying it, putting it in like, custom homes as well?
Absolutely. Beach houses, restaurants, shops, basically everywhere. I do have a few landlords that are putting it in so they don't have to change it every time a tenant moves out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great for, like, college apartments, because a lot of times those kids can be a little messy. And this way you don't have to worry about it and go through the headache of reinstalling every year.
Yeah, that's great. I stopped by Carpet Baggers, Carpet One, about a month ago and dropped off more issues of Charleston Home and Design magazine, which fly out of Carpet Baggers. And you all were installing some sort of, like, a wood panel wall here at the front of the Carpet Baggers.
Mm-hmm.
What was that you were installing?
So those are our new wall installations. It's wood paneling. Not like the old school wood paneling that you probably remember from a while back. This has a lot of texture to it and lots of different designs. But it's basically a giant piece of art in your home. You can add it to any wall in your home. And it really brings something to the room.
Hmm.
And like you said, we've got it installed here, so I invite everyone to come down and have a look.
Great. And what rooms in the house are you seeing these wood panels, the wall panels being installed?
A lot of people either do them in their living room or, like, a study, you know, any big open space. It just looks amazing.
They're doing it on, like, one wall as an
yes.
accent or something
mm-hmm.
like that?
Yeah.
Interesting. And are the wood panels made out of wood, or is it a
yes.
different material?
No, they're made out of wood. They're made by Johnson, and they just kind of fit together. You glue them and nail them onto the wall, and the installation is pretty easy as well, but it really brings a lot to a room.
Hmm. What's the thickness of these wall panels? Less than an inch?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And they have, like, a little dimension to it, so mm-hmm. it'll has lots of texture.
Gotcha. And then the nice thing is the installation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're
yes.
not having to pay a finished carpenter
right.
to install board by board.
Right. And we have professional installers that obviously did ours too. And so
could they go in the ceiling?
I don't see why they couldn't. Yeah, I'm sure that they could. You could actually do it anywhere. It's so big and so pretty that one wall is just like a giant showpiece, you know. So it really adds
different colors.
It does come in different colors and different sizes and different textures.
If you wanted like a painted beadboard or something like that.
I haven't seen that one yet. Most
okay.
of these are like a natural wood look. We have the one we have is stained, but there's a little something. There's a lot for everyone,
okay.
actually.
And then I did want to ask you quickly, we're almost out of time, about the new carpet display, because Carpet Baggers does still sell carpet, right?
Right, we do. We just recently got in the Nurison rack, which we can do wall-to-wall, or we make custom rugs, which is another way to add an element to your home that is kind of personalized, because you can choose your size and your binding, whether you want leather or cotton, and they have wonderful wools, and, I mean, it's stunning. Mm. So I invite everyone to come and look at that as well.
And what's the brand name for this new carpet display?
It's called Nurison.
Nurison.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Carpetbaggers Carpet One?
You can visit our showroom at 3196 Marginal Road. You can call in at 843-571-0013, or you can just visit our website, and we're on Facebook as well.
All right, and if you're on your way out toward Kiowa on 17 South, you'll see Carpetbaggers Carpet One on the right-hand side.
Yeah, you just take a right at the light for Carolina Bay and take an immediate left. And we'll be right down on the right, ready to greet you.
Excellent. Well, we have been talking with Katie Schultz with Carpetbaggers Carpet One. Thanks so much, Katie.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, my name is Heather Epps. I'm the Director of Social Media for Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I'm sitting here with Karen Germond of KMD Interiors. How are you doing?
I'm doing well today. How are you doing?
Doing wonderful. Thank you. Karen, tell me a little bit about KMD Interiors.
Well, KMD Interiors is a full-service interior design firm, and by full-service, I mean that we can pretty much do everything from just updating your space to actually construction in terms of moving walls or what have you. So it really is, you know, the scope of your project, we can really, on most instances, meet it.
Is there any project that's too small?
It really depends on the project, and, you know, like, I do paint consults because sometimes, you know, that's a huge need, especially with so many people moving into the area and moving into homes. That makes the biggest impression in terms of being able to take a home and really make it personal. So I love to do paint consults. It really depends on what the potential client brings to the table and if it's a fit.
Absolutely. So do homeowners ever get worried that you're going to throw out everything they currently have and start from scratch? Like, how do you work with an already established space to make sure a client can hold on to things that they love and cherish?
Oh my gosh, it's so funny. That truly is a concern because you're going into their personal space and many pieces actually have sentimental value to them. So one of the first things we do is we more or less inventory the space in terms of what pieces are important to you, what do you want to keep, and what pieces, you know, truly have value to the space. Because there are some pieces, like, you know, IKEA furniture, like, typically that's not something of value. Like, let's replace it and get something in there that will really add to the space and, you know, keep us within the budget. But it's all about, you know, taking various pieces and making it work together is ultimately.
Definitely. I understand that. Karen, walk me through your process with a new client, how you design a plan and give them a professional assessment of their current situation.
We actually have a very formal process in terms of bringing a client on board, that the first step is once they reach out to us, I schedule a phone call, about 20 minutes, just to kind of get a better idea of the scope of the project and get a sense if it's a good fit, and we work on a project fee basis. So what I glean from that phone call in terms of the scope of the project, I'm able to get back to them with a project fee, and that project fee is guaranteed, meaning that as long as we stay within the scope of the contract, that's going to be their fee, which I love working that way. I've worked hourly before when I've worked for other firms, as well as initially when I started on my own. And, you know, it just leaves too many unanswered questions on the table. So the project fee gets that off the table, and then they know what to budget for my services, and then we can really focus on the budget for the furnishings or whatever else we need to bring into the project. And that's the next step, that once we bring them on board, that's first and foremost we talk budget. Because it's like that bullseye. If I don't have the bullseye to hit, then we're all kind of just wandering aimlessly around. So we really hone in and flesh out what that budget needs to be. And I bring the input of experience and knowing kind of what things are going to cost to get them what they need in terms of quality as well as look. And once we sign off on that budget, then the next phase is that they're going to go and really look for inspirations for me on house, on Pinterest. We have a separate meeting then to really hone in and really make sure I understand what design elements are speaking to them. And once we have that understanding, that's when I actually start the design phase. So there's a lot of steps, and I jokingly call it homework for my clients that I give. But the most important thing is you do that, you know, the right pre-work up front, so that when it comes to actually making the selections, pretty much it's a matter of just hitting the ground and running with it so that we can really move the process forward quickly at that point.
So I know that when you start talking about interior designers, people kind of get a little bit flustered. They think budget. They think this is going to be expensive. It's out of reach. Can you talk about how an interior designer actually saves a homeowner money and becomes an advocate to make the best decisions with that budget in mind?
Absolutely. That first and foremost, we can help them avoid some of those costly mistakes. And I know people hear that all the time, but I just recently experienced it with a couple of clients who tried to do things on their own. For example, one client purchased a piece of furniture, was very anxious to get started, and saw a piece of furniture, ended up buying it, had it delivered to their space, and honestly, it's too big for the space. And so now they're having to pay to return it, and, you know, having to pay. It's not something, you know, that they can just throw in their car. They're having to pay to have somebody come pick it up and deliver it or, you know, return it back. So that's a perfect instance where, you know, if they had waited until we were able to really get started on the project, they wouldn't have had to go through that rigmarole of trying to, you know, make a piece fit that obviously wasn't going to work there.
Because you would have recognized that right off the bat.
Exactly. You know, and my recommendation whenever I start with a client is if you ever see something you absolutely love and you feel like you want to include in that space, take a picture of it, get the dimensions. Like, let's do all that first, and then let's figure out if it works into the plan before you've invested that money in it.
Right. Well, that makes a lot of sense. And Karen, how might an interior designer have a wider availability of resources than the general public? Like, do you have any extra connections, contacts, or maybe unique options that a homeowner may not be able to find on their own?
Well, what I love, I think one of the things I love most about what I do is that having access to those vendors and manufacturers that the public doesn't typically have direct access to. Mm-hmm. So in terms of my own company, I've had it since 2009. I've been able to build up a really solid group of vendors that, number one, I trust is going to be quality and value for your investment, and then number two is, you know, really just provides unique things that you're not going to find at, you know, the typical retailers or off the shelf.
So I hear the term trained eye all the time. Mm-hmm. I hear it on HGTV. I hear it, you know, when I'm reading through blogs. Tell me what that means and why it's so important.
You know, in my opinion, that means it's years of experience that, you know, we all go into interior design because obviously we have a passion and hopefully a talent for it. You know, you see something and you see something a little bit differently than the average person. But the trained eye is when you've been doing it for a number of years and you're able to more quickly see things that might be of issue or quickly see things that come together well. To me, that's what that trained eye is. It's when you take the initial skill that you might have and the expertise, and then over the years being able to really hone that to the point where it's trained. You can go into a room and be like, you know what, that works, that doesn't work.
Right. So, Karen, how do you think an interior designer can bring monetary value to a home?
Well, in terms of monetary value, you know, one thing I think about as I go into anybody's home is, number one, return on investment. Anything that we do in that home, I want to make sure that, you know, depending upon what their plan is, if their plan is maybe to be there for only, you know, a few years, be it it's, you know, a starter home and they're looking to move up, or, you know, the kids are getting ready to go to college and, you know, they're going to be downsizing, I want to make sure that anything we do in that home, from, you know, anything construction oriented as well as any furnishings we select, et cetera, are going to be able to have another life after that home. So
maybe when, you know, somebody's trying to figure out paint colors, you can come in and say, you know, those are lovely for right now, and I know you love them, and they'll be great, but they may not work for you if you're trying to sell this.
Absolutely.
In the near future.
Absolutely. It kind of helps. I mean, everybody, you know, our tagline is creating spaces that are uniquely yours, because I believe that your home truly is unique to you. It's, you know, your design aesthetic is as unique as your fingerprint, in my opinion. So we want to kind of balance that with what your plans are for your home too. So if you know, if this is your home, your final resting spot, you're going to be there for, you know, another 7 to 10 years, then let's have at it. Let's have fun. Let's do some really neat things.
We have fall just around the corner. What new interior decor trends are you seeing in the Lowcountry or kind of in the area?
Gold, in terms of that more muted gold or brass, is really trending strong. It pretty much came to market, I want to say, maybe last fall or even prior to that in the spring. That I love going to High Point Market, and we have another High Point Market coming up in October. And that's where you start to see those trends emerge. And I remember being at High Point probably a year ago, and and starting to see that come online and being like, I'm not sure about that. But as I saw it kind of integrate more into the lines for the different manufacturers, that definitely I see that as a trend that's here to stay. And it layers so beautifully. With people are so afraid to bring in that because they either have all the stainless steel finishes in the kitchen or everything is nickel or chrome in the bathrooms. But by all means, layer it. I mean, layer adds a depth and dimension to a space. And that muted gold now, it's not that shiny, yellowy, brassy gold that we're...
Like the doorknobs.
Yeah, from the 80s. That's not what it is anymore. It's just such a beautiful, rich tone. But I definitely see that trending and continuing to trend. And then we'll see what else shows up at High Point in October.
Absolutely. And I've noticed those gold trends and the brass and the copper, and they look really great in the Low Country homes. You have some of these older historic homes, and it kind of pairs with that because that was a revolving trend that's come back.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, Karen, tell everyone how they can get more information about KMD Interiors.
Well, they can reach us by phone, 843-819-8254, or they can visit us on the web at www.kmdinteriors.com, or they can also visit our Facebook page, which is KMD Interiors.
Well, we've been talking with Karen Germond of KMD Interiors. Thanks so much, Karen.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with husband and wife team Debbie and Scott Burris with Swivel Swing. How are you folks doing?
We're doing great, Tim. How are you?
Good, good. Take a moment and tell everybody about Swivel Swing.
Swivel Swing is a new product. It is used for porches, gazebos, and recreational areas. It allows you to attach your swing to it, and then you can rotate. You can see in 360-degree views. You can now check out your children swimming. You can look at the view. You can have conversations with the, you know, people that you're entertaining with. It's really neat.
Mm. Yeah, so I'm going to try to paint a picture for our listeners. Everyone is familiar with the traditional porch swing that's hung with chains, you know, typically on someone's porch. And you usually, there's a couple of factors that go into where the porch swing is going to be hung. One is where, you know, is there a joist that you can hang it from? And then also, you know, can we point it in the best direction toward a view? And whatever view that you want, and sometimes those two things match up fine, and other times, because of the limitations of maybe where you can hang a porch swing, you may not be able to take advantage of the best view. And we're so blessed here in the Low Country to have sometimes there's multiple places where you could be looking at a view on your back porch, but you can't always enjoy all of those views because your porch swing is typically fixed in one position, right?
That's correct.
And so the swivel swing, and I know so much about this because we purchased a swivel swing, and the swivel swing allows you to move that porch swing in any direction that you want and point your view wherever you want. It's a 360-degree option to move your porch swing on your porch. Is that correct?
That is correct. And also, Tim, it still allows you to swing in the swing. It also, you can sit on one side or the other. In other words, you don't have to sit in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
You can sit on one side or the other, and it does not have a teetering or seesaw effect.
Mm-hmm.
So still very comfortable.
Well, we were a perfect candidate for the swivel swing because we had a porch swing already installed in the downstairs underneath our house. But we would sometimes and it was such a pain for me, I would physically have to get up on a ladder and remove the chains and switch the swing around if I wanted it to point toward the swimming pool and the marsh. If I didn't want it pointed to that direction, I would have to, you know, do the same process to switch it around to another way. And so it basically, we were never able to take advantage of all the best views. So we love it. My wife uses it. Our 12-year-old and 8-year-old daughters easily move this. And it's talk about how easy it is to move the swivel swing.
Okay, so basically it has a center pivot. And it has a locking, spring-loaded locking pin that you gently pull down on the chain. And when you hold, as long as you hold the the chain pulled, the spring is, the pin's pulled out of the locking device, and then you can easily, just sitting down, you can push gently on the bench and it'll turn. And then once you get in the new position you want to face, you let go of the chain. The spring puts the pin back into a locking hole, and it locks in that position. You can go back to swinging.
Mm-hmm. And it works great. It's like I said, my two daughters easily move it, so it's so anyone could use the swivel swing. And I have to ask you, Debbie, you're an interior designer by trade, right?
That is correct.
And how did you both come up? Who came up with this idea? Did you both come up with it, or?
We put a porch on our home, and we live on the water, and we wanted to be able to view the water. But having a new porch, we wanted to be able to have conversations with guests. That was going to be a totally different direction. And then my children's playing area out in the yard was in a third and different direction. So I said to my husband, Scott, I said, you know, I wish we could put this swing up so that I could see the water or company or the kids whenever I'd like to. And that was the end of my comment. A couple days later, he comes in, puts this thing on the ceiling, attaches the porch, the chains and the swings, and it allows me to revolve around or turn on the porch. And so I could watch the kids while I sat on the porch. Mm-hmm. When they came inside, we could look out at the water. Or we would have people, we were having a birthday party truly for my son, and we were able to talk with them, and it was fantastic. And it's evolved into, you know, he's evolved it into a mechanism that allows you to lock, and it stays in place, and it's just greatly increased the utilitarian part of our porch swing.
Mm-hmm. This is a product that should be on that TV show Shark Tank. I mean, I could easily see you all in front of those millionaires and pitching them on, you know, investing in this. And because there's nothing like this on the market. No one is making anything even remotely like a swivel swing. Is that correct?
That's correct.
That's correct. Yeah, we were successful in getting a patent. So a few years back, and anyway, so we're trying to, as you mentioned earlier, trying to grow organically here in the South. So we're kind of slowly, we introduced it to market in February or March. And so anyway, we're kind of hopefully making people more aware of it at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, and the fact that there's nothing like it, that just, it's your invention. I mean, are you an engineer, Scott, or what's your background?
He's got an engineering brain,
uh-huh.
so he solves a lot of problems that a lot of things that I want to come up with. He can, you know, a couple days later, here you go. But I'll say honestly, this is the best one yet.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Well, that makes sense. You've got that creative mind, and he's got the analytical mind, right?
Yes.
That works well. So how? If someone wanted to buy a swivel swing, do they have to hire someone to install? Is it difficult to install?
No, it's pretty simple. It comes in two main components, and all the hardware that you need is in the box when it comes. All you need is a screw gun. You need to locate your joist, and it's anchored to the ceiling with 8 anchoring screws. You know, most swings are attached with just 2 anchors. The swivel swing attaches with 8. It has step-by-step instructions with diagrams showing you the components and how you install it. Probably takes about 20 to 25 minutes to install. And I guess if you can hang your own swing, you can hang a swivel swing.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty simple.
And, you know, the people who live in the South, we're all very, very proud of where we live. And to own a product that has originated right here in South Carolina is something that is just one more reason why people would want to own one of these swivel swings. So anybody that any of our listeners that have a porch swing, you're not getting the full use of full potential of your porch swing, and you really need to look into purchasing one of these swivel swings. And how do people go about purchasing a swivel swing?
You can find us online at www.swivelswing.com, or you can contact us by email, which would be Debbie@swivelswing.com or Scott@swivelswing.com. And then our telephone number is 843-991-2345.
And you're a small company, a husband-wife company, and it's a young company, and you haven't gotten in with any of the big retailers yet, right? So it's still
a direct sale.
A direct sale kind of thing.
We just ship it UPS to you.
So it's not marked up or anything, which is nice.
Correct.
Well, good deal. What was the name of that website one more time?
It is www.swivelswing.com.
Swivelswing.com, a product that was born right here in South Carolina, and I encourage all our listeners to check out the website and get the full potential out of your porch swing. Well, we have been talking with Scott and Debbie Burris with Swivel Swing. Thanks so much, folks. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And now we're talking with Melinda Welch with First Class Painting and Restoration. How you doing, Melinda?
Hey, Tim. Doing great. Thanks.
Good. Melinda, take a moment and tell everybody about First Class Painting and Restoration.
First Class Painting and Restoration is just a wonderful company who's very passionate about renovating homes, bringing homes to life to be the best that they can be, to fit the personalities of those who live in them. We do anything from drywall to flooring, painting, refinishing of cabinets, just a full renovation company.
Yeah, there's not too many things that First Class Painting and Restoration does not do to help homeowners, right?
That's correct.
But the primary focus is painting, but oftentimes when you are repainting a house, there's a good bit of carpentry and other types of work that needs to take place before you can actually paint that house, right?
Absolutely. We do woodwork on exteriors if there's any siding that's rotted or any trim that needs to be addressed, as well as interior stuff such as crown molding, wainscoting, beadboard, specialty molding, anything like that. Mm-hmm. Our carpenters are very equipped and can handle anything.
And I remember, and this is a husband-wife team, you and your husband, Tommy, that have First Class Painting and Restoration. And I interviewed Tommy several years ago at a project out on Kiowa, and his team, your team, had also done tile work for this homeowner inside.
Correct. We do handle tile as well. We do tiling of showers from the bathtub up to the ceiling, floors, backsplashes as well. So we are pretty roundabout as far as being able to handle anything.
And I'm looking on page 174 of the summer issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and you First Class Painting and Restoration, you did a professional swimming pool refinishing and resurfaced pool deck.
We do. We do pool decks as well, and we have so many calls, especially close to summertime when those pools get going, about repainting and just creating a nice, clean, crisp look for the homeowner and mm-hmm. getting those pool parties ready to go underway.
Right. So I guess I'm just trying to point out you're not a one-trick pony at First Class Painting and Restoration.
Oh, no. We're a one-stop shop.
So. You don't say no to people.
Correct.
That's great. Well, talk about some of the projects that First Class Painting and Restoration has been working on.
We have multiple projects. A lot of them are renovations, kitchen renovations, bathroom remodels. A lot of homeowners are not looking to rebuy but recreate. Mm-hmm. And so that's been really fun for us to do. Also, some of the things we're really excited about are opportunities to dig a little deeper, do something a little more challenging. We're working with the DIY Network right now, doing a Charleston rehab show here in Charleston. There will be 6 episodes in this series, and I can't really go into a whole lot of detail, but just stay tuned, and you'll get to see a lot of us on the silver screen, hopefully.
Oh, that's amazing to be part of a national cable television show on the DIY Network, which is, I find myself watching DIY Network more than I do the HGTV Network.
Yeah, it is very friendly for the do-it-yourselfers, mm-hmm. and a lot of people just really enjoy watching it. A lot of fun personalities to work with as well.
So this is a 6-episode series that is being taped right now in the Charleston area, and it will air at a later date on DIY Network, and it's called Charleston Rehab.
Yes, that's correct.
That's great. And Tommy and the crew, are you in this too?
I actually got the benefit of helping everybody else during this. So
okay.
Tommy kind of gets to hog the limelight a little bit here. He and the crew, though, do some amazing work. It's a house that needed tons of restoration, was barely standing. It looked like something that you would see in a horror film.
What part of town?
I cannot disclose that information.
Can't?
No, I wish I could. But it is, it's going really well. And just to see the transformation of that is really incredible.
Mm-hmm.
People are extremely passionate about just bringing it back to what it originally looked like. And a lot of the GCs who are working on it, a lot of the contractors share that same passion and vision. So
mm-hmm.
it's just been a great process to watch and be a part of.
Mm. Well, great. Well, good luck with it as you finish it up, and look forward to watching that on DIY Network. Charleston Rehab, that is the name of the new series. But this isn't the first television series that First Class Painting and Restoration has been involved with. Your company has worked with Robert Irvine with Restaurant Impossible on a couple of projects, right?
Oh, yes. That was incredibly fun. We've traveled a little bit, North Carolina and even Georgia,
mm-hmm.
and here in Charleston as well, and worked with Chef Irvine mm-hmm. on a lot of challenging but very fun transformations. And so it's always a party with him,
mm-hmm.
and it's a really good time. And we're just glad to be able to lend our abilities and help and enjoy the outcome of everything.
You know, when it comes to reality TV, a lot of times it's not true reality. It's staged a bit. Do you how long do you typically have? I mean, on TV they're saying 2 days or something like that. Is it really just 2 days?
It's completely 2 days.
Wow.
It is a very pressed time frame, and there is a lot to do. They have crews working morning, overnight. Just rushing to get whatever is needed done. There's lots of unforeseens that seem to pop up in the world of renovation, and that also happens on TV. And so that particular show is very legit as far as only giving you a 48-hour span of time in order to turn a major transformation.
Well, it's easy to sit here today and say it's fun, but I mean, it has to be incredibly pressure packed to be doing that under such a short time span, and do you and Tommy have PTSD from doing these things?
No, we actually are pretty good under pressure, and our team is great under pressure, and so we are always up for a challenge, and it is intensive. There is a lot of stress involved. And yes, he will come in and yell at you if you don't get things right. But it's all a part of the process.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's one of those, we do what we have to do to make it work. And we kind of go into that knowing that
mm-hmm.
up front. And so we are able to have fun even under the pressure.
Well, that's great. Well, now that First Class Painting and Restoration has gone Hollywood, is it still the same people that are running First Class Painting and Restoration? You haven't raised your prices or anything like that?
No, we are the same. We are a family-oriented business, and a lot of family actually work with us within the business, and we have managed to keep it that way. And we give the same rates to Charleston as we did previously, and we love our home. We love the Low Country, and that's what we want to do, basically, mm-hmm. is work and make our community better here. So no price raises, no Hollywood lifestyles.
Right, right. Oh, that's great. Well, congratulations on all the national exposure with First Class Painting and Restoration being on Restaurant Impossible and on this new show with the DIY Network. We're looking forward to seeing those.
Well, thank you.
How can folks get more information about First Class Painting and Restoration?
Well, if you'd like, you can check us out on Facebook. Also, you can get on the internet and check us out at www.firstclasscharleston.com. And if you'd like an estimate, feel free to call our office as well. That number is 843-324-6006. And Jessica will pick the phone up, answer your call, and set you up with a free estimate for one of us to come out and take a look at your home.
And the website, that is number one ST, like you would say first. It's not spelled out FIRST.
Correct.
So the number one ST. classcharleston.com.
That's correct, Tim.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Melinda Welch, the better half of the husband-wife team with First Class Painting and Restoration. Thanks so much, Melinda.
Thanks, Tim, for having me.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and we're here at the Charleston Fall Home Show at the beautifully renovated Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. We're talking with Brian Gurry, host of American Builder, who's popped in this weekend to Charleston and gave us a call and asked if we would want him to possibly make an appearance and do some shoot some video for his television show, American Builder. How you doing, Brian?
I'm doing great, Tim. Thanks for having us down. So I immediately gravitate towards home shows, and this isn't a home show. This is actually a design show. I read about it. I saw your website. That's the reason I came to you in the first place, because this is not your typical home show. This is over the top. We Boston-based, you can tell by the accent. We got down here about 2 years ago when it was snowing too much, and we haven't left since. We have local camera people. We hire a lot of local developers. We are currently doing three or four different types of homes, commercial and residential, we get on the show here. So I'm slowly becoming a Carolina resident. How do you like that?
Well, Charleston has a way of growing on you, and people who come here, sometimes they leave, but they always come back. So, you know, you're welcome to Charleston anytime, and hopefully you become a full-time resident at some point.
This is what I get. I travel the country. We develop and we film everywhere. You can't say to anybody in this country something about Charleston and they don't light up and say, oh my God, I got to get to Charleston. My brother lives there. My sister-in-law moved there. My kids went to school there, you know. Do you know downtown has more restaurants? I'm like, how is the country all so knowledgeable on Charleston? I say it from Boston. They're like, oh yeah, I've never been there. That's what I get. I've never been there. And they don't say, I've never been there. I'm going to get there. They just end it. Oh, I've never been there. Yeah. Charleston lights people on fire.
Well, I'm not an original Charlestonian, and you have to go back several generations to claim that you are a Charlestonian. But from what I can tell, people here in Charleston are a little bit surprised at all of the attention that we get as well. I mean, this is I always think of Charleston as a kind of a big city, if you want it to be. You can go out with, you know, in a black tie kind of thing in a limo, but it's also a very, very small town.
Yeah, no, it really isn't. You're right on that. You can hit the finest restaurant in the country, or you can get some fried clams on Folly Beach and have a great time. So whatever you're into, it seems like it fits here. And I think that's one of the things. I have seen homes here that I can't find in Southern California. The over-the-top homes, then you find out that's their summer home. Yeah, they just want to be connected to Charleston. Anyway, we're going to walk the show. Like I said, you threw the show off with the wine and cheese and jazz, and I mean, that's how to do a home show right there.
That's right. You came to our kitchens, baths, and all that jazz party last night here at Gilliard Center, and that's a kind of an industry party where we invite architects, interior designers, custom builders, other home building professionals, and also folks that are building houses currently. We invite those folks as well. We give them free beer, wine. All of the vendors have catered food at their booths, and the nice thing about that is rather than the food being in one specific section, It encourages people to mingle and go and see all of the vendors, because the vendors have different kinds of catered food at their booths.
It was jam packed. Let me just add that in for a second. So there was tremendous food, wall to wall people. I have never seen anybody kick off a home show the way you kicked it off. So hopefully you have us back down here all the time, because this is how to do a home show.
Well, thank you, and you're welcome here anytime. And Brian, I wanted to ask you, while we're walking around the Charleston Fall Home Show, what's your background? You've got your TV show American Builder, and how did you happen to get into this?
So I am a developer. I do commercial and residential. I'd rather do the commercial end right now because we're so busy throughout the country. I was chased by at the time the president of Comcast, Kevin Casey, wanted to put his own shows together on some of his networks. So like everything else in life, I told him I was too busy. I told him I'm not a TV guy. I'm just a builder. I'm just another guy building a house. They chased me with that for approximately a year, and they mic'd me up. It's a reality show. I didn't really think it came out that well. And from all my naysaying I'll give you for the show, every year after that, 5 years in a row, I won an Emmy on American Builder. So somehow I naturally became a halfway decent TV guy. So, but to this day, I'm 50% of my life, the full-time job is TV. 50% is a full-time job throughout the country. We're developers. We still build.
Well, that's probably what appeals to viewers is you're authentic, and you're not Hollywood. You're kind of a real guy.
I'll tell you how non-Hollywood I am. So this old house, everybody knows the Bramwell. I grew up with Roger Cook on this old house, the landscape design person on this old house. We delivered newspapers together in Burlington, Massachusetts when I was 10 years old, which was a long time ago. So for both of us to end up on TV, to me, is just nuts. It's two guys in the trades who never wanted to be on TV and ended up on TV. So
that's interesting.
Yeah, it is.
And where can people find American Builder on TV?
Mm-hmm. So it's on a network, you know, upper channels. It's Tuff TV, TUFF TV. Goes to about 65 million homes right now. The reason I'm on Tuff, and I always pick and choose where I want to put the show, Tuff was recently bought out by Sinclair Broadcasting. Sinclair Broadcasting is the largest broadcasting company in the world. So it goes from 65 million to over 140 million within the next few months. So if you don't see me now, you'll be tired of seeing me in another couple of months. So,
well, good deal. Well, what made you decide to bring your TV show American Builder to the Charleston Fall Home Show? What is it about our show that kind of appealed to you and made you decide that you wanted to bring your film crew here?
Well, I'm always looking. I'm looking to do things and find new vendors. Contractors, I'm looking to follow. Sometimes we film other companies and other work, not just always our work. Being down here for so long, you're sort of the go-to place. We hear it from everybody. Excuse me. Your place is pretty crowded, too. This show is well-known. Developers in the area that we work with, some of the high-end homes, some of the mid-grade homes, everyone talks about the show. This is where they're going to be. If they don't have a booth here, they're coming here to see new things. And by looking at your website and walking it last night a little bit, you have all the latest and greatest. You don't have that old home show look to you. You know what I mean? It's easy to describe to people. I think of home shows, I think of 500 window vendors. Not saying anything against them. I am the Anderson Renewal window guy for the world, right? Can't kick the window guy down, but this is not a window and bath show. This is a design home show. So that's what sort of put me here. Your website was tremendous. I fell for the jazz and the wine and the food thing. I really did. So,
well, good deal. Well, what do you see in the future for American Builder, your TV show hosted by Brian Gurry?
Well, we've been strong for 12 plus years. We've got a rack full of different awards, including those Emmys. And every time I think I'm about to maybe get out of it a little bit, we get another spike in the economy. Things are busy right now. It's fun again. We're heavily sponsored. We drive the big new trucks, and it's all about how busy the economy actually heads in different directions. And you know, I think the things that keep me interested, you have solar panels. We talked to your solar panel guy here. Solar panels back in the day, no matter when you mentioned, they were a scam and we didn't like it. So as things evolve into newer, safer homes, energy efficient homes, it just keeps me interested because I always think I'll just become a builder again. TV's getting a little stale. Nope. Within 6 months, that'll change and I'll produce another whole series and I'll win awards for it. And it comes naturally. I don't try to be a good TV person. It just comes naturally.
Well, not to put you on the spot, you don't have to name anyone specifically, but was there anything here at the Charleston Fall Home Show in particular that caught your attention? You mentioned the solar power companies that are here. Was there anything out that kind of stood out to you as far as the vendors, what they had to offer?
So I went up and down each row, and you can pick out anything in the newest and latest and greatest, right? They're your AV sound system guys here. You've got a couple of them here that are outstanding. I asked questions and they knew the answers. That's a little rare at a home show. Usually they stick a really cute girl or cute guy in the front, and he doesn't really know much more than, hey, take my card. You've got a couple of venues that I was looking for particular projects. One is HVAC. You've got a huge HVAC contractor here. Talked to him last night. Couldn't wait to see him again today. I've got projects I need him on, and that was the sort of cool thing coming too. I'm like, hey, want to be on TV? Can you be on TV? Can we help each other out? Well, I've got a project over here. Follow me. So we made friends there. There's a garage floor ceiling guy here. I don't know the name of it, but if you want to turn your garage into like a real showpiece of your house, there's a guy here that does that, and we are chasing him probably more than he wants to be chased at this point. Insulation, electrical, the solar panels, all those guys. Insulation is something that you spray foam insulation. Nobody knows anything about it. You come to a home show like this, and you watch what it actually does, and you put your hand on it, and you feel the difference. That's where I think a home show is valuable. People get to touch things. So, no, I can go on forever. You've got architects here that know how to draw real work, I'll call it. Not just your average, let's put the deck on, right? You've got builders here 20 times the size of what we do, even on the show, and they're interested in talking to us. They want to see if we can do something together, and I'm all over it. And most of them building sane homes.
Well, that's great. Thank you, Brian Gurry of American Builder for coming here to the Charleston Fall Home Show this weekend. I know it was a big thrill for the vendors to see your crew walking through and filming for your show. When might this segment air? Any idea when to look for it?
See, I put pressure on our camera and editing people right away. This is fresh. It's in everybody's mind. This will be up, chopped up, and ready within 2 weeks because I like to keep it close to it. It won't mean a lot to people 6 months from now, right? I want them to go, oh my God, I was at that show 3 weeks ago. So within 3 weeks, it will air. Within 2 weeks, your people will start to get it back so they can use it for Facebook and all, wherever they want to use it. Because by helping you, you're helping me, believe it or not. Right? We're helping each other.
And how can folks learn more information about you, Brian Gurry?
You want to see and learn about me. Number one, you can Google me. I've become very popular in the past few years. It's my charming personality. So if you Google Brian Gurry, G-U-R-R-Y, you'll find a lot. But our website is AmericanBuilderUSA.com. So we're all about this country. We really do try to buy American. We have huge projects that we're running right now outside the Boston area that are 95% American bought and traded, we're very proud to say that sometimes. It's impossible to get it at 95%. That other 5% of products that we buy for that particular project just aren't made here in this country. So we're all about the country, hence the name American Builder. All my trucks have flags on it. It's the best place in the world to live, and I'm that guy. I walk around saying that to everyone. You wouldn't want to live anywhere else except for here.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Brian Gurry, host of American Builder, a TV show you definitely want to check out on the Tough Network, TUFF. And thanks so much, Brian.
Great. Tim, thanks. Pleasure. Try it again. Tim, thanks. It was a pleasure meeting you. I had a blast at the show, and I'm coming to your next show no matter what. We're going to be here.
All right. Thank you, Brian.
Great. Thank you very much. I'm not talking about a one.
been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.